On Robinhood Radio, it's nice to welcome in Rich Shanley from the Canaan Country Club and Birdie's Bar and Grill. Rich, nice to speak to you again.
Marshall, good to speak to you too. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, you've done a. We were speaking before we got on air. Once again, remind me, how long have you been at the Country Club now?
This is my 16th season. It seems hard to imagine that I'm that old, but I am.
It's amazing. I almost look at your takeover as like it was last year, and then there was the fire, and then everything. It's amazing that 16 years have gone by. But you really have done a nice job.
Thank you.
Over that 16 years of becoming a legacy owner, which means to me, now people forget what was before, and they just know currently what you're doing now at the club.
Exactly. I think we've begun to establish a brand for ourselves. We're working on doing more of that. I've got some marketing that we're going to do this summer, and we're going to just try to brand ourselves, get a little bit more online, a little bit modernized, utilizing some smart people, young people who know how to do the online marketing. So it's something that I don't know, but I can learn.
So let's go over the metamorphosis of the club. I mean, there's been a lot of changes, and what's great what you've done with the course and with the clubhouse and everything else is with the amount of changes you've done in the 16 years, people don't realize the changes that have been done, the amenities that are there, the better golf, because the way you have filtered it in over the years.
We've done it. You know, it's an ongoing project. There's always something to do with a property of where you have a golf course and you've got a restaurant and bar. You're always improving, hopefully, and always doing some new things. We're putting in a new tee on the ninth hole. I mean, over the years, we've done a tremendous amount of improvement. We've irrigated the entire course. When I bought it, only two holes were irrigated. We've built a new hole, changed the configuration, improved the equipment so that the greens can be mowed to a different spec. And just in general, I think we've done a large number of improvement projects, and I get a list every spring of what we're going to be doing for the coming year, so it's never ending.
What was your list this spring?
Well, we are doing a brand new tee on the ninth hole, digging all that up and working on that. We are finishing a brand new tee on the fifth hole. We've installed four sets of tees on every hole and really eliminated gender. You know, historically the front tees were the ladies' tees, and we've gotten rid of that notion, and we've installed tees that relate to the distance that you hit the ball, so that we have forward tees, senior tees, and two sets of tees for the front and back nine, and trying to encourage people to enjoy the game more by playing from the set of tees that's most appropriate for the distance they hit the ball. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman.
And it also takes, I think that's such a great idea. It takes the stigma away from somebody like myself. I was never really a long hitter, okay? So sometimes you'd get the guys who say, oh, you go hit from the ladies' tee. There is no really such thing now, I think, with the genders in golf, is that women hit the ball extremely well as men, and so you play to your ability. That's what you do.
Absolutely. And the PGA and the USGA have really promulgated the idea of, you know, non-gender-related distance markers. And our pro, Fran Morello, who's a PGA pro who's been working here for now about 5 years or so, he really tries to promulgate, don't be afraid or ashamed to play from the set of tees that relate to the distance you hit the ball. It's a lot more fun.
It's a lot more fun, and golf is one of the sports that, with the handicapping system and with this, the short hitter or the not quite great golfer can play and play competitively with just about anybody.
Absolutely,
I think that's the secret to the game that a lot of people that don't know golf don't understand, is that you're playing the course, and when you're playing the course and you're playing with other golfers, you have as much a chance with the handicapping system as they do, really, to come in ahead. As the Irish used to say, nobody really checked the score. It was who won the match.
Won the match. Exactly right. And, you know, the other thing that that I'm sort of trying to get people to focus on is that there's an advantage in a lot of respects to a nine-hole facility, because I think one of the things that's a negative about golf is people think it takes all day and that it's extremely expensive to play. And In point of fact, you could play nine holes, and it takes you a couple hours, not all day, so you can play in the morning and be totally free in the afternoon, or vice versa. We run some specials where the price is lower in the morning. We also run a nine and dine special for $25, where you can either eat lunch first and then play nine, or play nine and eat lunch, includes a cart. Seems to be really something that people are intrigued with, and you can do that anytime up to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So
we're speaking once again with Rich Shanley from the Canaan Country Club. Now, the great thing about your nine-hole course is you've got the nine holes, you've got the country club, you've got the carts, but you also have the building where you have Birdie's Bar and Grill.
Absolutely.
To go with it. And that's an important factor, because I think that makes people more aware of you 12 months a year now.
Absolutely. I think what we've really tried to do in recent years is to sort of establish, a feel for the place. And it's sort of like, it's sort of like the Cheers of Northwestern Connecticut. It's a very friendly bar. We have great bartenders. They're very attentive to the customers. We've got a full bar and pub menu. Plus, we run nightly specials. We run a burger night, a Mexican night, a seafood night, and so on. And so you can really get something that's either a quick fix, to go with your beer, or you can sit down for a full meal. It's really up to you. We've also got a banquet room, which closes off from the bar. If there's an event in there, we had an event last night, and that'll accommodate up to 100 people. If you have a larger group than that, we can talk. It's a possibility of privatizing the venue for a night. We've done that many times in the past. One of the fascinating things is we started to go out on Facebook a little bit last winter, and my head cook, Chef Michelle, started to advertise that she was making these fancy sort of meal on a stick Bloody Marys for $5 on Sundays, and it just caught on, and people just started coming in, bringing their friends in, and we just started to get a lot more foot traffic. And now people are looking forward to our Facebook ad every week. What's the Bloody Mary this week?
Well, that's all part of marketing and taking the Canaan Country and marketing on a lot of different levels. You just mentioned in the past 5.5 minutes, you've mentioned golf. You've mentioned what you've done with golf. You've mentioned your restaurant. You've mentioned that you do catering right there. You mentioned that you do events. I mean, I think that's – and so it's become a hub in Canaan, kind of like on that end of Canaan, what you bring people into Canaan now. You've become an attraction for Canaan.
Well, we're certainly trying. And we've got some ongoing projects also. We're building a new bar in the banquet room to serve the banquets as a separate facility, and that's almost completed. We're serving outside on the patio now. We've got some patio furniture and a little fire pit. And who knows? Maybe there'll be a time when that gets awninged off and fenced in. I haven't gotten to that yet, but that's a possibility.
Well, I just think you've done a great job with the entire facility, and we're lucky to have a nine-hole course like yours in the area where people can go golf reasonably and also have something to eat at the restaurant. It makes the whole experience of golf a complete one when you have the complete package like you have.
That's what we think.
And also, for folks that like to walk and you're a little afraid to walk, it is an extremely walkable course.
It really is. It's a relatively flat course. I mean, there's a little bit of up and down on a couple of holes, but not terrible. And there is not a lot of walking between holes, so it's fairly compact. We get a lot of seniors. Anybody 62 and over is a senior for our pricing purposes. And they like to walk and push their carts ahead of them and come out in the morning when it's nice and cool and the dew is fresh and enjoy the good weather when we have it.
That's right. Well, Rich, we're going to have plenty of good weather. I have the rest of the spring and summer. Keep up the good work, and thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Absolutely, Marshall. Thanks again for having me on.